Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Evening. Siyabonga.
Hello, Mama.
Emakumbini amane omhlaba.
Hallelujah.
Siyabonga, Thixo.
Ewe babo.
Kena nathi Nkosi hayi namhlanje kuphela nangamalanga Nkosi yami. Uphinde futhi usithwale Jehova. Sibonga umusa wokuthi usigcine. Kodwa awusigcini namhlanje kuphela Nkosi yami. Sigcine kuze kwenzeke intando yakho mesiye ingcwele siyabonga oh thina abanye siphume ezintweni ezinye ezisabekayo kepha besingazi baba ukuthi uyasigcina sithi happy new year nakuwe Jehova onomusa uNkulunkulu onamandla khona bangalibonanga lelanga Nkosi kepha wena uyazi ukuthi why Nkosi siyabonga ungathi ungasenza baba ukuthi sichubeke sikhuleke sikhale kuwe sibonge kuwe Siyabonga, siyabonga Nkosi yami.
Oh yes Lord.
Siyabonga nokuthi kuthethelela siyabonga. Happy New Year, happy happy happy,
happy, happy, happy
I am happy,
happy
with your family, happy Radio Pulpit. Happy kubo tata ba Radio Pulpit baba bonkosi. Hey abotata bonke, sithi enkosi. Enkosi, enkosi tata wethu usijonga kuze kube la amen.
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Gena na titiko bawo. Gena na titiko bawo.
Yes.
Gena na
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Cross over with us, Jesus Christ. Cross over, cross over.
Yes, Lord.
This is the night that
hallelujah.
You have made, my Father. And that will be cross over with us. Come over with us. And let's run with our pet family
yes,
of Radio
Lord.
Pulpit. Let us run. And thus we will run too. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
Hallelujah.
I shall not want.
Jesus.
Mark 11:24. Whatever we ask in our in your name, we will receive.
Woo.
My Father, God and Father, Son and Holy Spirit, let's go with your powers. Let's not get weak and weary. Let's clothe us, my Father.
Today we are crossing over. We have actually pitched a big white tent at a field, at a soccer field in the village.
My
family. At Hakudama village in Makado.
Wow.
And we want to unveil what the Lord is saying to us in preparation for 2023. And indeed, we have been praying for this day. We have been at a prayer retreat for the last 6 days, waiting for this day that when we cross over, we listened to what the Lord had said, and the Lord had put in our hearts a very strong word where Jesus, at the last day of the Festival of Tabernacles, he said up in John chapter 7, 37 to 38, he said, everyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink.
Hallelujah.
And whosoever drink this water, from his belly will flow rivers of living water. And we put a theme moving from stagnant pools into rivers of living water.
Hallelujah.
As we have seen that when people are really living in stagnant waters, there is no progress in their lives. They're stagnation. They can't be finishers. Whatever they start doesn't finish. You know, when it's just like living in a filthy pool, and when Jesus calls upon us to drink from his side, when we go to drink from Jesus, what he gives us is rivers of living waters where everything is cleansed, you know. And the verb that actually Jesus used when he said, out of his belly will flow.
Come on. That
in Hebrew, it is the same verb, the same root as Jordan. In other words, when you believe in Jesus, out of your belly will Jordan.
Come
will
on.
Jordan.
Woo.
the word used there is that you will Jordan. In other words, Jordan will flow. And when Jordan is flowing, there is no debris. There is nothing that is dirty. It is always clean, unlike when you really drink of the pool. You know, the priest used to take water from the pool of Siloah. A pool was just created, it was just constructed.
And in the pool,
there's a lot of dead in the pool. There's a lot of frogs, dead animals, dead fish, because the water is not flowing. When you believe in Jesus, you Jordan.
Hallelujah.
Speed. Whatever you start, you become a finisher. There are so many people who started things and they never finish. There are those who have just been growing and they never get married. And we're saying there is marriage when you believe in this God. There is jobs. Even when the economy is down, when you believe in Jesus, there must be Jordan in your work life.
Hallelujah.
Jordan in your family. There must be a Jordan. A Jordan must flow. A Jordan must flow.
Jesus.
It must flow.
Hallelujah.
And it never stops. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
We thank you, Father, that you are God.
Ever
you are alive.
Woo.
Because you said, Lord, when we approach you, we must believe that you are. Indeed, we are so thankful that we believe in a God who is. A God whose talk about it in history, it's recorded. The God who walked with his people. We want to thank you, God, for
this
day of 2022. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare success. I declare progress. I declare that your children must have good life. I declare that, Lord, those who are sick right now, I declare healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I declare deliverance from shame. I declare deliverance from curses of generations. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that whosoever is listening right now, in their condition, Father, change their condition. Because God, you are a God who is alive. You are a God who wants us to experience you. Father, in the name of Jesus, and experience you, Holy Spirit, to flow with us, to Jordan with us, so that we can experience a new life, a meaningful life in the coming year. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that you are our God. You are our country. We also pray for the economy of this country. We pray for progress. We pray, Father, for the economy to grow so that life can be better in this country where we have lived, where you have put us. We are not here by mistake. Father, you have put us here in order that we may live a good life of flowing in the rivers of living waters. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Rokandara babashi kete. Muko chokolonika shia la babashi kete elemendo koloboshi salaba. Likete elemendo koloboshi la kata. Minde lebe shia la kachokolo wanda kashi sike. Mile kete raba ho shia la kandaka la babashi soko. We praise God. We thank God. We thank God for this time. In the name of Jesus, may the name of the Lord be blessed. And you who is listening to this radio station right now, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Take your blessing. Take your blessing. Take your blessing. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app. which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Salwane, kunamazwa abhalwa umprofeti u-Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 6 and 7. Uthi ngimisile abalindi phekwe ngange zakho, Jerusalema, bangathuli nakanye imini nobusuku, babe ngabakhumbuzi ngoJehova. Alleluya. Angaze alakhe iJerusalema libe indumise emhlabeni.
We are crossing over, we are crossing over. Mama Meki, usisimeke valu, we are crossing over. Mama siyabonga, 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 siyabonga. Kalibiso la ntate la morala moyo halalelang. Mudimo musa, mudimo sa situ inkilito wena o alfa le omega. Mudimo ritza maisite, mudimo sa utseling. Haumura mutu haukwini mudimo. Here we are crossing over mudimo. I'm looking at Deuteronomy 11, Mudimo, jwale ka lentswe lao le phelang ka o sa feleng o re tshepisitse ditshepiso tsa o tse kekebeng tsa feta Mudimo, ditshepiso tsa o tse leng ele amene Mudimo, ya crossing over re crossa ka o fela Mudimo, re kwale ka re areka ho ba nwana one Mudimo a nnete o re tshepisitse Mudimo, or when you cross over to that other land. Ke le Mudimo, I'm going to put my eyes across every piece of land that you'll be walking on. Eya Mudimo, wana wena o le Mudimo tshepa halang, o rutlo rumela pula, you'll send the rain to the rain so that our animals must have the grass to eat. Ho bana o le Mudimo, o re tshepisitse Mudimo, it's okay ke bengwa re tlwella. Ke rona bana, we are crossing over. We are crossing over, it's a ma le bana ba rona Mudimo, re ba kwala Mudimo, wena ka sibelo ba le ka ro areka Mudimo, we are bringing down all altar Mudimo tsene di bewe ke sira ka lebitso la Jesu Kristo wa Nazareta. We are building the new altar that is going to worship you, the altar that is going to bow down to you, oh Lord. Mudimo re a leboga ka lebitso la Jesu Kristo wa Nazareta. Ha o ska bana le monga salam rao Mudimo, ha re crossing ka ofela re feletse re bulele boholo ba ha o re ruwa halalela wa halalela wa halalela Jehovah Mahutla. Repitele ka nkani Mudimo and sing the new song Mudimo. Li pitsole le tshalisi se fila se se tshase phamisa boholo ba ho le botle ba hao. Re le bua Mudimo, re tsama isise ka the year 2022. We trust in you, when we say before the days you've been there. O sontso le teng o tseba matsatsi ohle. Ha hona le leleng lo sa litsebe. Mudimo le bua ka lebitso la Jesu Kristo wa Nazareta. Re kopa o fite la ka nkani re le tshepo ya rona ho wena, o re sekera tshwabiswa ke letho Mudimo, o re fodise ka o loka hao. Eya Mudimo, ene ntlanyo ye Mudimo, dithapelong tsa rona o re thuse ka lebitso la Jesu Kristo wa Nazareta. Re a leboha re tle wena ka dipoko le dithoriso Mudimo, hobane di o tshwanetse ka lebitso la Jesu Kristo wa Nazareta. Jwale ka feeling. Amen.
Imagine yourself graduating and the announcement is cum laude.
Hallelujah.
Imagine. But yet, as you imagine that, God says, I'm beyond that. Whatever is your wildest imagination, Jehovah says, I can go beyond. I will exceed it. You trust in God for the house? Trusting God for a permanent house, and God says, I am able to give you 5 properties.
Mamela inkubo iHeart to Heart no Ayanda Nelemba. Rhoqo ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. Sishukuxa ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu. Sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku Heart to Heart qho ngolwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM, okanye ufumane i-podcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Yo, man, I think one of the greatest things to start off with is to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That we have made it into this new year.
Amen.
It is a blessing. It is God's goodness and it is God's greatness in our lives. But I want to speak two or three things that have really settled in my heart for this year.
Amen.
And I pray that somebody carries it through. It really aligns together with the song as well that you were just playing right now and the song we're talking about. The book of Exodus, chapter number 13 and verse number 21. I want to read it in the New Living Translation and just take out three things, then we're going to pray over them. The Bible says, the Lord went ahead of them. He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and he provided light at night with a pillar of fire.
Hallelujah.
This allowed them to travel by day and by night. This allowed them to travel by day and by night. Now, I want us to see, first and foremost, the Bible says the Lord went ahead of them. Today, as we're going to decree and declare and pray over our lives in this year, God will go ahead of us. In fact, he's already gone ahead of us. And this is significant because, as I understand, it means that when they were in the wilderness, whatever thing was of the wild would encounter God first before it encountered them.
Sure.
In other words, if there's anything that the enemy has plotted in June or in July or in September or in whatever month of this year, it will encounter God first before it encounters you, because God has gone ahead of us. And I want us to stand in a position of faith, in a position of authority, and speak like Moses of old when he told the Israelites, he said, stand still, be still, and see the deliverance of the Lord. And this is important for us to understand. First, God went ahead of them. Number two, the Bible says, in the pillar of cloud to guide them by the day. In the pillar of cloud to guide them by the day. There are two significant things we must realize there. They were in the wilderness where there was no shade. Now, the Bible shows us he appeared in a pillar of cloud by the day, so that he might shade them in the place where there was no covering.
Sure.
And this is the second decree we're going to make today as we pray, is that, Lord, you will cover me even when I look naked in the eyes of the people.
Yeah.
Even when I look like there is no covering, you will cover me. By day, he appeared in the pillar of cloud because, secondly, he wanted to sustain them from the scorching heat that would have killed them in the wilderness. You will not die in your wilderness. God will cover you. God will sustain
sure.
you. And number three, the Bible then says, and he provided light at night with a pillar of fire. Now, if you go very well into the studies of geography and all of that, you will understand that by day, the wilderness is very hot. By night, the wilderness is very cold. In other words, God's appearance to them and guidance to them as the Israelites was never irrelevant to their needs. This one I need somebody to hear very well. God's appearance to the Israelites was never irrelevant to their needs.
Hallelujah.
In other words, he knew when it was cold, he became the warmth. When it was hot, he became the cool of the day. Whatever you need in this year, God will not be irrelevant to what you need. He will appear at the time when you need him, at the right hour, in the right form, in the right way. And the last thing we're going to pray and decree on today, the Bible then says, this allowed them to travel by day or by night. My God, this is so important and so powerful. This allowed them to travel by day or by night. And I want you to carry this, Mzalwane, with me today. Your journey will not be stop.
Interrupted. Hallelujah.
Whether it is by night or by day, your journey will continue. I want to say this directly and emphatically so. Your purpose will not stop in this year. Your purpose will function in winter, in summer, in spring, in autumn, whatever the season, your journey will continue by day or by night. In other words, God is interested in your progress. God is interested in your growth. God is interested in you getting to the destination of where and what He has called you to. You will not fail to hit the target of what God has called you to in this year. You will travel by day or by night. And then we're going to pray and decree all of these things. I want you to carry this over your life. I don't know what 2022 brought your way, the storms it has brought your way. Somebody said when they were speaking earlier that 2022 is now the past. I want you to carry this over your life and say, Lord, you have gone before me. Number two, Lord, you are there. You are the cool of my day. Number three, Lord, you are the light in my night. You are the one that covers me. And Lord, by day and by night, my journey will not stop. I will continue towards my destination. And we want to decree this tonight, this morning actually, on the first morning of 2023. Hallelujah. And thank God, it is a Sunday, it is the day of the Lord, it is the hour of the Lord, it is the time of the Lord. Me and you will succeed. And Father, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, tonight we stand on the word, on the voice, and on the name which is of Jesus Christ. For you said, ask anything in my name and it shall be done for you. You said, according to Job 22, verse number 28, that we shall decree a thing and it will be established for us, O Father. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus. And this morning we decree, Lord, that you have gone before us. You have made the crooked path straight, O God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Lord, you are in the 2nd of January. You are in the 30th of March. You are, O Lord, Father, in July 2023. You are even in September 2023. Whatever is ahead of us, you have already gone to it, O God. And we thank you for your providence. And Lord, we thank you that your guidance by the day is our covering, O Father. It is our covering from the scorching sun, O Father. Lord, as we walk in this journey and in this life, we are under your covering. And Lord, I decree and I declare that all that concerns us is under your covering. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, your covering will never be irrelevant to our needs. You will cover us in the way, in the time, in the moment, how we need you. We decree and declare that, Lord, even in the night, Lord, when it seems like it's dark and there's no way out, you become the light of our salvation. You become, O God, Father, the orderer of our steps. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we thank you for the warmth that we need. We thank you for the covering that we need. We thank you for the pillar that stands before us. And Lord God Almighty, ultimately, we thank you that God Almighty, today we decree and declare that no matter what kind of a season, what kind of a storm comes our way, our journey towards the destination that you have meant for us will not stop. It will continue, O Father. Be it sickness, for your word says nothing can separate us from the love of God. Lord, no depth, no height, no width, O God, will separate us. And Lord, we decree and declare that the journey will not stop by day and by night. You will walk with us by day and by night. We will walk because you are with us. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, with thanksgiving and gratitude in our hearts, we say thank you, Lord, that we have seen this new year. We have seen this new season. We have seen this new hour. And Lord,
Lord, greater are the things that we shall see because you are with us. Greater are the things that we will experience because you are with us. We decree and declare this in the name of Jesus Christ. It is done, and it is so, O God. We will testify. We ready our ears, O Father, for testimonies that will overflow in this year, for testimonies that will be spoken of your goodness and of your kindness, O Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say it is done in the power of your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. He is with you. He is with us. We will not encounter what he has not encountered because the Lord is with us. Hallelujah. He is with us.
Oh, what a way to start the year. Hallelujah. He is with us.
The Lord is with us. And amen. I want this to be a word that somebody carries personally for their lives. You might have crossed over 2023 into 2023 not knowing what it has for you in this month. But the Lord says, I must remind you, he is with you.
Amen.
He has gone ahead of us. And he has done it all so that we might see the glory of the Lord. I love what you said. I think you were praying and you said, it is important that when he does the works, it shall be known that he is with us.
That's
it shall be known
that
he is with us. And this is what the Lord is decreeing for us and declaring over our lives. He is with us.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Hosea chapter 3, verse 1. Then the Lord said to me, go again, Hosea. What? Go find her. Love this woman who's loved by a lover and is right now committing adultery. Go find her, Hosea. Go find her. Look what's after the comma. Just like the love of the Lord for Israel. I love her. Now, where it says Israel, it means Israel, but it also prophetically speaks of God's love for the whole world. Go find her again. This is like my love for the children of Israel who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans. In other words, they like the things that society stuff, possessions that the world offers. They're trying to find love and meaning and purpose in that. Go find her. Boy, that must have been a heart-wrenching process. As you go looking for your wife, who was a former prostitute, who's now back into prostitution, where do you go looking for her, friends? How messy is that search? How painful is that pursuit? As he walks the streets, everyone says you don't go to those neighborhoods. Men of God should never be seen in those places and buildings. But here's Hosea looking for who? His wife of all people. Going on in verse 2, he continues to write, so I bought her. I bought her for myself for 15 shekels of silver. And 1.5 homers of barley. Wait. She's your wife, Hosea. She's already yours. What was the scene like as Gomer's back in the sex slave industry? What are the chances? Does Gomer find her on some pedestal somewhere, chained and shackled, naked, being sold to the highest bidder? Hosea there sees his wife, the mother of their three children, and Hosea looks at her and says, excuse me, sir, that's my wife. He goes, sir, I don't care who you think she is. This is her price. But what's the price? And he pays for what is already his. The Bible says, I hope you understand, Hosea is a picture of God, and no offense, you and I are a picture of Gomer. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Mankind is the unique possession of the Creator God. And yet, 2,000 years ago, he paid a dear price. He paid for what he already possessed. And he sent his son, who spilled his blood, to purchase back what he already owned. How much? Hosea gets the money. What was that exchange like when Hosea looked in the eyes of his wife? No doubt she hung her head in embarrassment. He's found me. I've abandoned him. I've abandoned our three kids. And yet he insists on buying me. Buying me. These other men sought to buy her, to use her. Hosea seeks to buy her, to heal her. It says in verse 4, for the children of Israel shall abide. Now this is where Hosea shifts in and he starts speaking prophetically. This is really no longer about him and Gomer. It's about something that is to come. It's about something bigger. In verse 5, afterward, there's going to come a season. He didn't know it'd be 750 years, but it would. There'd be no king. It would be difficult. It would be unclear. It would be challenging. But then the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. And then notice what it says. They shall fear the Lord. Now, Israel and Judah knew what it was to fear the Lord. And by fear, I mean terror. Under the old system of relating to God, there was terror. Terror. Because God, they were unable to keep his commands, the Ten Commandments, and there was judgment and there was wrath. But there will come a day, he prophesies. There will come a Messiah, and he will finally satisfy and appease the wrath of God. And the fear of the Lord in those days will be in awe of his goodness in the latter days. The fear of the people will not be of terror. It will be the in awe of his graciousness towards humanity. Hosea just bought Gomer, even though she was already his. This is the picture of the gospel. Salvation completes the work in spite of her sins, in spite of her doings, in spite of running away. And then he stands and says, and there will come a day, a King David will rise. And in those days, they will fear his goodness. These are the days that we live in. Our Hosea has come. Salvation has come. And he found you. And he found me. And he had to walk to the most despicable places. And he had to communicate and be around sinful, broken humanity. Don't you see? As Hosea searched for his wife, so Jesus came searching for the salvation of humanity. And by the way, when God found you, you were not so neat and nice and put together. You were in chains, and you were naked, and you were sinful, and so was I. And our gracious God said, how much? How much? The blood of your son. For then and only then can they, humanity, avert the wrath and justice that is rightfully on their heads. Very well. Very well. I'll send my son.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.